I'm in.
You ready?
Honestly, this is stupid.
Here we go. Best way to start.
For the fans. The fans are thinking it. I'm thinking it. But we gotta
Ezra's
give
thinking
them
it.
that. Ezra
We gotta give
is
him something. We gotta give him something,
something.
so.
Something. C is for suspension. I mean, consistency.
Correct. All right, go. Start it off, brother.
I guess. Welcome to Under the Cardboard Box podcast, where UCBP are the only letters of the alphabet we care about. I'm Arnold,
Well.
and with me is Jairo Martinez, from
Hi
very
there.
far away.
I am actually in Atlanta right now. The reason why this episode looks a little weird and sounds weird is because, yeah, we're trying to do this episode remotely right now. And, we don't want to go without giving you guys an episode. So here we are.
Yeah, we really don't want to slip back into that 3-year gap where we make
Yeah.
nothing.
One episode turns into, man, don't worry about it, man. We'll just record next week. And then literally 3 years later, this happens.
This happened.
So,
Hey man, we go back and forth with the, hey man, we should record. Definitely, we should
yeah,
record.
definitely. Do you
Another
know how
week
many
goes
times we did that for 3 years?
by. I've lost count. I don't think I want them to know. I don't even want to know because I'm ashamed of it.
For
I
sure,
don't.
yeah.
What's going on out there? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm actually recording out here. As you guys know, I'm an engineer, so I'm actually recording here and
You're an engineer.
working. I'm an audio engineer. You know that.
Huh.
Because of the studio they own this, you know, I own the studio over there, so
You own a studio.
yeah. And so so we're away. Obviously, you're in New York, I'm in Atlanta. I'm also helping some friends move out here as well. So I'm doing a little bit of that, a little bit of work. Right now I am in an Airbnb. Just talking to you, man, and I'm excited to do the show because we were talking about it all week. Like, man, we just got to do the show. We just got to do it. So I was trying to have the capabilities to do it because what was, I guess, the logistics of it. What was bothering me was how are we going to do it? And as you know, I'm a stickler for sound and I'm a stickler for like the production of the show. You know, the concept could be whatever, but. Sometimes the production for me, it's like, all right, that's my department. So, but nonetheless, we're here. We got it done. Thank you to Anchor. Look, a free shout out to Anchor. Even it looks
And
free
yeah,
shout out to Anchor because they're making it work right now for us. So, I yeah. So I'm out here just recording, man, and I will be back next week. So hopefully, we'll have a full blown show. With all its segments and all that. So this show is going to look a little different. You know, we apologize. We just obviously didn't want to go without a show.
Yeah, definitely good. And when you're out there, man, I expect a souvenir.
Of
So,
course, I actually already got it too.
oh,
Yeah.
fantastic, fantastic. I appreciate that. Yeah, man, things over here are about the same. I actually got the Galaxy Buds Pro. They just came in today. I was excited to receive them. I'm
When did it come out?
They came out, well, they came out recently. They came out a couple of days ago, but they ship it out now. I was happy to get them. I'm testing them out for the episode. You guys let us know under the cardboard box at gmail.com if we sound like we're clear, because I definitely want to do a review on them on the channel for them, and let us know if you let me know if you're a Samsung user. I could definitely give you my perspective, having the original Galaxy Buds and then the Galaxy Buds Plus, and then now the Pros. And so far, I am not impressed, but I will leave it up to certain updates. But other than
Yeah.
as Heidel said, we are going to have a little different episode. So, Heidel, with that being said, are we ready to start this episode?
Let's start the show. The CB News. You know, when I recorded that segment, I was very young, first of all. And if they don't know, that's my voice. And that's just I actually put a filter on that voice too, so it has like a small like telephone filter as well. So that's that. In other news,
In actual news.
In actual news. So, last episode we were talking heavily on Cyberpunk 2077, and we were talking about how they were having some trouble with like their development and all that. A lot of the development team, actually, another news that came out was that they knew that it wasn't ready, the development team. The CEO actually came out with I guess a video expressing his apology to everyone and how, they felt like they didn't know it was going to be that way, which I feel like it's kind of a lie. It's probably just PR marketing things, but he seemed genuine nonetheless, and he was just saying like how he's sorry and he apologized, and they set out like when the fixes are going to come, so like they timelined it. And also just this past week, after this video came out, Cyberpunk 2077 went down to $30, my brother. So say that again. I can't hear you. Looks like I lost you there. Looks like I lost you. Sorry, man. Well, it looks like we lost Ronaldo. But so Cyberpunk 2077 at $30. So
Can you hear me
that's
now?
I hear you now, man. I hear
All
you now.
right, perfect. There we go. There we go. So, as I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted by my own application. I hate that. I hate that that happened. That sucks.
Yeah, because you bought
Because I bought
it.
it. I paid a full
Yeah.
$60 for it.
You
All
sure
right?
did.
I want my money back.
It's hard because I have seen games that this happened to, where it will go down because the lack of support for it, or maybe the reviews weren't so good. That's why reviews are very important. It kind of dictates where the marketing is going to go. Anyway, so I kind of had the idea that it was going to go down in price, but I didn't know like it was going to be this drastic and so soon. I don't know how long it's going to last. I don't know if it was a deal, but right now, as of today, it's still $30. How do you feel about that again?
Would you stop asking me? You know I hate it.
Yeah,
I hate it, man. The f it, like
it's
you pay a whole $60 and that's it? Like that's it?
yeah. Doesn't make sense,
Oh.
man. Doesn't make sense.
Can I
What
still
do you have
return
for
it?
news?
If I can pop this up, because that's probably why you couldn't hear me. So on Forbes.com, right? NVIDIA unveils GeForce RTX 30 series laptops. And they're actually aggressively priced. They're actually starting at $999, so about $1,000. And these are looking good. I don't know where they're getting the cards to put in these laptops because you can't even buy one without sacrificing a lamb or something like that. But CES 2021 is full of virtual swings and major players, and the lucrative gaming market are showcasing new technologies for the coming year. PC graphics giant NVIDIA today has taken the wraps off the new GeForce RTX 30 series gaming laptop platform technologies, as well as a GeForce RTX 3060 graphic card. This I heard about, that will address the meat of the market at a popular $329 mid-range price.
That's not
Look at
bad at
that.
all.
I know.
Wow, that's a good price.
And get th yeah, I know. And get this. This new 3060 is actually going to have 12 gigs of RAM, of video
Oh,
RAM,
okay.
rather than the 8 gigs of RAM that are in the
The card
3070
itself.
and the 3080. No, the new cards that are coming out, there are new cards, 3060 cards that are coming out that are going to have 12 gigs of virtual RAM.
Wow, that's actually really good.
Yeah. So, but it's kind of like a punch to the gut to the people who bought the 3070s and 3080s that only
Yeah,
have 8 gigs of RAM
especially if they got scalped
or
for
10
it.
gigs of RAM, especially. Well, that's why I never pay scalpers. I think that's terrible, that you
Yeah,
would do
don't
that
pay
with such a
scalpers.
limited amount. Don't pay the scalpers,
Well,
guys. Don't
no,
feed
don't
the
just
trolls.
wait it out. Trust me, just wait it out. You don't need cards, these cards. You don't need a game. You don't need consoles and stuff. You can definitely wait for those things.
Yeah, unless you're a Twitch streamer or whatever the case may be, but then
For
again,
sure, yeah.
I'm sure your fans come to see you for your beautiful personality. But in any case, these laptops look legit. I like it. I like that it's official. That it's officially announced, and I'd love to get my hands on one so that when I ever go to like my brother's or something like that, I don't have to take my whole rig,
Yeah,
and plug that up. It's not exactly
for sure.
light. What do
No,
you think?
Yeah, these look really good. I like the portability of it. I know that they make, specific cards for laptops, obviously smaller and all that and stuff, but these look actually really sleek. Like they don't look at all kind of like overbearing and bulky and stuff. They look very portable, as laptops should be and are. But they also have this like very sleek Apple-esque design. Very, very nice. I hope that, I'm seeing right now the Lenovo revisions of it, which is the Lenovo Legion Slim 7. So it's definitely slim, very, very slim, and it's aggressively priced. So that is obviously very, very good.
So I've got some of the prices here, right?
Okay,
I'm
yeah.
sorry. Yeah, I've got some of the prices here. So the 3060 I said was 999.
Yep.
The 3070 will be 1299, and the
Okay.
3080 laptops, and apparently they'll have with up to 16 gigs. Okay, 60 gigs of memory. Okay, it'll
Not bad.
be 1999. So that's $2,000 right there, which is that's the price of a 3090, the card itself.
The card itself. Yeah, well, about 1500. Yeah. So not bad itself. Not bad. So, guys, I say definitely check that out. What does it say anything about when it comes out? When it's
I've
coming out?
got nothing on the dates, but we'll keep you updated as time goes on. But again, you can find this at Forbes.com if you're interested in it. It should be closer through the year, but keep a lookout on it if you're interested in those kind of things. If you're not able to get the card and you just travel a lot, by all means, get yourself a floating laptop, because I swear if you turn these things on with these video cards, your laptop's gonna be a hoverboard. I really don't know how they
Oh,
can make it that
absolutely.
thin. How can they make it
I don't
that
know
thin?
either. I have no idea.
The size of my video card alone is like three laptops, three like Mac
It's
Airs.
massive.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. Anything else on the news for you?
Yeah, the last piece of news, I think it's pretty interesting. We try to go for like the bigger set of news and stuff like that. So, this comes straight from IGN.com. It's written by Matt Perslow, and it says Rockstar developers patent new NPC tech potentially for GTA 6. A patent was filed by Take-Two Interactive, which is the publisher, for Rockstar. Details on a new Rockstar developed system for managing NPC navigation, with details explicitly referring to vehicle road, routes, and behavior. The patent application entitled System and Method for Virtual Navigation in a Gaming Environment was filed by Rockstar parent company Take-Two in April 2019 and was recently discovered by Reddit users after it was published in October of last year. The system described within it was a developed by Rockstar's lead AI programmer, Simon Parr and David Hind, or Hind, Rockstar Associate Director of Technology. The new system is designed to create a realistic virtual world that is not limited by hardware and software limitations, which is a response to conventional systems that are unable to produce the kind of NPC behaviors players expect with the limits of current processors and memory bandwidth. This is specifically in relation to traffic behavior. The patent details boats, cars, drivers throughout the system. The system outlines would result in a more realistic and immersive simulation of traffic. Without jumping to concrete conclusions, he writes, it is possible that that is a system designed by Rockstar programmers for vehicular traffic system that could be for GTA 6. What do you think about that? I mean, for me, I'll say straight off the bat, it's pretty exciting. It doesn't confirm GTA 6, but I remember when GTA 5 was coming out, there were a lot of patents filed for things like navigation and stuff like that. So there was a patent filed for in GTA 5, there was a system which was the location system, which was realizing between different characters. So you'd go from one character to the next seamlessly. They filed that patent right before the game came out, and it was kind of like a system where it depicted that there were going to be multiple characters in the game. And so that in itself kind of confirms that yes, there might be a new GTA coming out.
Companies do this all the time. They patent stuff even if they never use it, but they kind of want to have it in the works. I know Apple does that
For
a
sure.
lot. They have a lot of patents out there that they haven't even used. So I mean, it's a good shot that they're looking into the future for a GTA 6, and I don't doubt that a GTA 6 would actually come out very soon. We just don't know when and where it will be set. But it's a big money. grabber. People love GTA. They love the online portion. I think they still play like GTA 4, for goodness sake. They
They do.
still play GTA 5. So
Yeah.
we'll see that it I'm impressed of how they keep topping these things, and I definitely think better AI is most welcome, because as you play Cyberpunk, it's like the AI is like they're dead. All right, it looks beautiful, the graphics and all that, the details, but the NPCs all around you, they're just kind of like, dull.
Yeah. I hear you, man. I hear you. I think that there's a beauty in that because it just comes alive. You know, you feel like you're there, you feel like you're immersed, you feel like that there's something happening. And everyone, there's the gimmick of, not the gimmick, but there's the thing that people say that the games continue without you being there. And there's something beautiful about that without you being there, the game lives on. You know, there's things happening, there's things going on in the world of the game. So if it just makes it more immersive, if it makes it much more realistic, I would like that very much.
Sure.
So I think that's all the news we have for today. We're going to go ahead and move on to the codec conversation.
Here at UCBP, we love our sound effects, and Heidel does an amazing job at that.
Oh, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
So we talked about this 2 episodes ago, and it seems like there is a possible ray of hope. Or a ray of destruction.
Yeah. Well,
So,
so there's the rumor, right, that came out that Bluepoint Games are remaking Metal Gear.
Bluepoint is making Metal Gear. Now, the shoes that Bluepoint has to fill. Oh boy, Hido, I am aware that they made a remix or a remake of Shadow of the Colossus, which you bought.
They did. I did, yeah. It's actually a very good game. It's incredible. So I'm gonna run you through the list of the stuff that they have actually done. And one comes as a surprise, actually. One comes as a surprise. So they have done Uncharted, the collection. So they remade that whole thing. Not remade, a remake,
Remastered.
remastered that whole thing. They did Demon's Souls, the new Demon's Souls for PS5. They actually did that. Gravity Rush, and then the aforementioned Shadow of the Colossus they made. So that which was incredible. I mean, I loved that game. It was absolutely just such a vivid game in terms of like the graphics and everything. You know, it was short-lived with the PS2. You know, the graphics were okay, you know, but it was such a loved game on the PS2. But the remake was just like, man, it was incredible. You know, they really made it as like a core, like if you're a core Shadow of Colossus fan, you're good. They made the Metal Gear Solid HD remakes. So the ones that came out for Xbox 360, PS3, those for that generation, that I believe it was Metal Gear Solid 2, Metal Gear Solid 3, and Peace Walker, that was made by Bluepoint. And
The redefinition.
the redefinition, correct. Yeah. So that one was actually made by Bluepoint. And now, for the surprise, if you didn't know, Metal Gear Solid 2 Subsistence, all the way back in 2002, was made by Bluepoint Games. Who would have thought? So it looks like that they've been actually in the Metal Gear game for a while. Although, yes, they've been ma making remasters. And supposedly, this new one, it's going to be a remake. Make a complete reimagination of the game in obviously high fidelity graphics and all that stuff. So, what I do like is I actually did not know that detail until I researched. And I mean, I'm looking up now, and they've done a bunch of games, and it seems like they're a great developer. They know what attention to detail is, and they have, I guess, the capabilities at their studios to do that and run it. Now, I was going to, you know, before they haven't really remade a game where, you know, from the ground up until Shadow of the Colossus, and I'm assuming Demon Souls. So Demon Souls, you know, it's completely remade. It's you know, the PS3 game, Demon Souls. I believe it came out for PS3, Demon Souls, which was very highly regarded, a very good game, and they remade it now for the PlayStation 5.
Regarded
So
and hated. Regarded and hated.
For sure. I mean, you die a lot in that game. So,
It's in the main menu, you still die if you like.
right. It, when you go into the game, you actually you get a game over screen. You're like, what did I do wrong? And it's because you selected the menu wrong.
It says on the bottom, it's like, let's just get the first one out of the way.
Correct. Let's get the first one out of the way so that, you know, you don't feel as bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what do you feel about that? You know, we were talking about that last week. I wanted to continue talking about it, and I feel like we, you know, there's so many different areas that it can go, but I like that they have this history with Metal Gear. I mean, they have already two remakes that they've done. They obviously done the Uncharted remakes, which is three games, but here, I mean, they've done multiple games for Metal Gear. And they go all the way back to 2002. So they are familiar with the engine. They are familiar with working in that area. How do you feel about them coming back in and working on this remake of Metal Gear Solid, whatever game it's going to be?
Right. So I mean the thing with the Metal Gear, right? So they've essentially just heightened up the definition, made it 60 frames or whatever the case may be, right? And you know, in terms of that, when it came to games like Uncharted, Shadow of the Colossus, they kept the controls the same, right? So
Correct.
they didn't really have an in-depth like development into it other than the looks of the game. What worries me is the engine that they'll use to bring it to life, right? Whether that be Unreal Engine or any other type of engines, but you know, I don't think Konami's going to give them the Fox engine to work on this, although I could be wrong on that. I don't know what Konami, maybe Konami wants to get rid of it. Who knows? But what I do know is that people will, I think, regardless of what they do with it, it will sell well. I think people want
I think
this
so.
game. If they, especially if they make, like, if they remake the first one for the NES or the second one, forget about it. People are gonna go in droves, right? If they remake the first one, people are gonna want to buy it, and that's probably gonna be like a digital only sale. But I know, like I said in the beginning of the Kodak conversation, these are big shoes to fill.
For sure.
You
For
know,
sure.
people want it, like after, I think after part five, I'm spoiled. You know, like playing part five, having the freedom of part five, the fluidity of part five really changes. Like even when I go back to like playing part two or part three just for the fun of it, I remember I dug up Metal Gear Ops. I dug up, and when I was playing it, I was like, man, these controls are so stiff. And of course the limitations of that, I of course I take that into consideration, but you get what I mean. Like you're so enclosed. You so Blue Point really, you're gonna have to knock it out of the park, man. But I'm not saying that to discourage them from making it as if they listen to our opinion. What I'm saying is that I think I speak for everyone when I tell them we're looking for greatness here. You know what I mean?
And I think that there's a certain responsibility that you have, especially to the Metal Gear fans, because they haven't gotten a proper Metal Gear in a long time. You mentioned Five, which had an incredible dynamic of gameplay. Now, the story is obviously where people fall apart in, where
Mixed.
people are divisive on that one. You know, there's mixed reviews on that one, which is okay, right? But the gameplay, I think everyone can come together and say the gameplay of that was incredible. And now, if they can mimic or mirror that gameplay of Metal Gear Solid 5 and bring it into whatever Metal Gear remake they're making, I think that'll give them the advantage. Now, Blue Point is highly regarded, and it seems like they haven't had a bad rap just yet. So it seems like they do care about games. They do care about how the game is going to come out and how the game is going to feel and look. I think the reason why they probably chose to not change the controls of Shadow of the Colossus is to keep the same feel of the game. That could have been a mistake because, yes, the camera angles in Shadow of the Colossus weren't the best and the controls were kind of wanky. And there was still some of that stuff that I noticed while playing Shadow of the Colossus, the remastered, well, it's really a remake, the remake version of Shadow of the Colossus. And I felt like it was a bit, you know, like, oh man, you could have done better with these controls, you know. But that's okay because it still turned out great. The game was amazing. It was very well catered, and the graphics were just like out of this world. It was incredible, the lighting effects and all that. Digital Foundry, which is a website that really focuses on graphics and, just the fidelity of technology and stuff like that. They had an article with them where they kind of broke down how they made Shadow of the Colossus and how they made it with all its like predecessors and all that and stuff like that. So the procedure was really all based on computer parts, like just the graphics and all that and stuff. So they made it all through the computer, through a PC, but they also had, the Shadow Colossus, the original on PlayStation 2 running at the same time. So they're very well catered to that. They're not forgetting about the roots. And I think that they should definitely approach that if, in fact, the rumor is true that they are making a Metal Gear remake. They should definitely look at that and go to their roots. I'm sure there's a lot of Metal Gear fans out there, and I'm sure that they are in Blue Point Games. So I'm hoping that we get something that is true to the Metal Gear sense and the Metal Gear world, but a refresher to that in terms of maybe the gameplay. I can think of the gameplay. I'm not sure what else, but because you wouldn't want to change the story, I feel like that could anger fans, and I don't think that they will, but it's something that I feel like could be a good thing. And a step into the right direction for Konami to let out that license and make it happen.
It's what they've been waiting for. It should be what they're waiting for, right? Like, if you want to make good with the fans,
Right.
let this happen. And like I said before, even despite all those hiccups with the controls, you still bought it because of the nostalgia factor. That's why I said that
Right.
this game, if Metal Gear is remade by Blue Point, yes, it will sell very well. Whether it's liked or not, it is a different story. They'll have that nostalgia factors like, I can't believe this is coming to life. Now, of course, if you're gonna remake anything but the first two for the Metal Gear 1 and Metal Gear 2, that whole Metal Gear 5 control aspect isn't gonna work because that's more for a freedom. Now the fluidity
Right.
between switching of the weapons and stuff like that, yeah, sure, you can keep that. But you might have to limit it a little more because you can't just go running around like that, like crazy. It might mess up the whole, dynamic of the game. But
Yeah.
definitely more fluid controls, like when going behind objects, when peeking, when aiming. Imagine having Metal Gear Solid 1 or just Metal Gear Solid, and you're able to aim over the shoulder,
Right,
or
right.
dive, or you know what I mean? Those kind
Those things are important.
of those
Yeah.
things are important. They would like to, because they did that with Metal Gear 3 and the DS. And although it was a good port, I thought it was wasted on the DS given the limitations of the hardware of the DS. I thought if you were going to remake or rather remaster. I'm going to say it's a remake for the DS. So if you were going to remake Metal Gear 3, you should have probably waited for the Switch if you were going to implement those other things.
Yeah.
The Switch's hardware is nothing to like be astounded by, but it definitely leaps over the DS.
For sure. Yeah,
And
for
so,
sure.
and I don't know if how many people were going to use that 3D aspect, but that's what I'm saying. People still bought it. People still
Yeah.
bought
And
it, but
it was a good game. It was a good game.
right, but we agree that the limitations of the DS were felt on it, though.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I mean, you can feel the frame rate kind of dip in certain areas
Right.
where, maybe on a Switch it wouldn't have.
Right, especially on a t when you put it on a TV. So people would be able to enjoy it handheld, and then people would be able to enjoy it on the TV.
Absolutely.
But
Absolutely.
yeah, guys.
Nonetheless,
Yeah.
yeah, I think that it's a good opportunity for us to, as Metal Gear fans, to have something new, have something fresh. Come alive because, Survive just wasn't it.
Rest in peace, Survive. You know what, Blue Point? Why don't you remake Survive? Good luck on that one.
Definitely not. Definitely
I
not.
mean, anything would be better than what came out.
for sure.
I was reading one of the comments on Twitter, and somebody was like, you know, Survive isn't as bad as people were making it out to be. And I was just like, I very strongly disagree. It was,
He is living in another world.
I mean, I, hey, listen, if you liked the game, by all means, you can
By all
like the game.
means, hey man, we respect that.
That
We
is
respect
not a
that
Metal
for
Gear
sure.
game. It's got nothing to do with Metal Gear. It basically copy and pasted Metal Gear and just, yeah, it's just the
Yes.
constant having to feed yourself and the stiff combat system. It was just no. Don't do that, Blue Point. Don't do that to us. All right. Don't do that with Metal Gear. Do not do what they did to Metal Gear Survive. To, if God willing, you get to do a Metal Gear remake of whatever, do not give it the Metal Gear Survive treatment.
For sure. Yeah, let us know what you guys think. It's something that I know for me, I really would want to see them go into the direction of remaking the old games and not necessarily a new one. I think that that'll give it new life for that whenever a new one comes out, people are expecting something grand and, you know, they've already had a taste of what could be from the previous games. I don't know if you feel the same way.
Yeah, I like I said my piece. I think I don't have any more to add to it. Stay away from Metal Gear Survive in terms of the treatment, and think about the fans in this one. Don't be lazy. Don't cut corners. That's all I gotta say. Let the story speak for
Let us
itself.
know. Let us know what you think at underthecardboardbox@gmail.com. Let us know if you are excited if there is a Blue Point Metal Gear game coming out, and if you'd like to see it in the route of like Arnaldo saying the Metal Gear Survive way, where it's a new game and a twist to it, or just an official remake of the Metal Gear Solid series or even the Metal Gear series. So let us know what you think. Now we're going to go into the trivia. I forgot the thing for that one.
Who's
Oh, no,
that?
it's dun, 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 dun. Who's that? Listen, I tried. Here at UCGP,
You
we.
mimicking me too? Is that?
I am, man. I actually had someone in the Metal Gear realm of our friends
No way.
give us a
No
quote.
way.
Yeah, so they listened to the last episode and they
Who
said,
was it? Who
"Hey,
was it? Who was it? Who was
my friend Jose Mendez, shout out to you, my brother, for giving us a quote." And it fits just with this episode. It actually
Oh,
fits
snap.
in a weird way it fits.
I'm guessing you're
So
gonna quiz me, huh?
I'm gonna quiz you, and here we go. Trivia. If you don't know how it works, I ask, or Arnaldo asks, a question in the Metal Gear universe, usually, obviously, a script
We quote,
in
we
Metal Gear
quote, we
universe.
quote, we quote.
We quote it. We quote the line, a line from Metal Gear, and one of us has to guess from what game, who it is, and I think that's pretty much it. Okay, here we go. Ready?
All right.
Building the future and keeping the past alive are one in the same thing.
Building, say that again, say that again, say that again.
Building the future and keeping the past alive are one in the same thing. I like this quote specifically because for this episode, I mean, you gotta build the future, but also keep the past alive.
Keep the past alive. This is a good one. I have no idea where this is from. Can you hear me?
I hear
Okay,
you.
okay,
I
okay,
hear you.
okay. I'm just making sure I didn't lose you. Say that quote.
So tell me.
Say that quote for me one more time.
I will not. I see your computer screen.
That is not what you see. Not what you see.
That's not what I see.
No,
Yeah,
this,
you
you
don't
see,
think
this is
so?
why. This is
So
what just happened. It connected to the damn. That's what I was trying to avoid.
it connected to your computer? It
Yeah,
connected,
that's
your
why I was
headphones
trying to
connected to your
avoid. I
computer.
saw it because I moved the keyboard and it was like, Anyway, building the future. Okay, hold on, hold on, hold
Building
on.
the
I'm gonna have to
future
do it
and
like
keeping
this
the
now.
past alive.
Sit.
Building the future and keeping the past alive are one and the same thing. So, yes.
This is a. Yep, that. Did you hear that at all? Okay.
No, I didn't hear anything,
Okay.
actually.
All right.
I didn't hear
So
anything. This is what happens when we're doing a episode remotely, man. You
this is
know,
the terrible part of it.
we got to do
So that sounds, you know what? That sounds like revengeance. Because honestly, huh?
Okay. Okay,
What
yeah,
were you gonna
okay.
say?
No, I was saying that. I
Yeah,
said, okay,
it
yeah.
sounds like revengeance. And I'm gonna be honest with you. I have not played Revengeance fully, which I have to get into now. But
Okay.
that sounds like revengeance. This sounds like out of my yeah,
Out of
this
your
sounds out of my
wheelhouse,
wheelhouse
you know, the useless
of my
information.
useless information. Yeah, I'm gonna go with that, man. I think I have finally met it.
Who said it to who?
So, this is gonna have to be right in saying it's Sunny. Shot in the dark.
Okay.
I got
Final
nothing else.
answer? Gotcha. All right, Jose Mendez, you tripped up the man,
And the myth.
Arnoldo Castillo. It's from Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty, and it's at the end of the game when Snake tells him, building the future and keeping the past alive are one and the
This
same
does
thing.
sound.
And he's telling it in front of, I'm guessing, Wall
It's.
Street
I
or
remember where it is from
Wall
now.
Street.
It's actually when they're showing like the videos of people walking in the street and stuff like that. I
Yes. Yep,
remember where
yep,
that's
yep,
from now.
yep.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah. And then Raiden picks up the, I think he's still handcuffed or something he
The
has on his
dog tag.
hand. He picks it up there. The dog tag, yeah.
Thank you, Mr.
Yeah,
Mendez.
man.
Thank you, Mr. Mendez.
Very good, very
That
good.
was it.
If you'd like to quiz us, you can reach us at Under the Cardboard Box Podcast or tell us personally if you're listening to us and you know you're our friend. Just let us know. Arnaldo, lead us off, my brother.
Oh, Heidel. This is,
Send us
I
off.
don't know how much of a send-off this is because we're on the phone. And it just feels like everyone's listening into our conversation, quote unquote, code of conversation,
Our
not
coding
strictly. But
conversation.
Heidel, even though we're far away, we're still UCBP. And the people listening to us are UCBP. So, UCBP, as we go away, have a good weekend, and we are signing out.